Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and this is another episode of the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the little shaman. Today I want to talk to you about something I'm asked periodically, and that is how to leave the relationship with a narcissist. Now, a lot of this is going to apply to romantic relationships, like if you're married to the narcissist or if they are your boyfriend or your girlfriend, but some of it can apply to other types of relationships as well, such as if the narcissist is a parent or a sibling. And sadly, again, as I have said many times, if the narcissist is your coworker, there's not really a whole lot you can do to get away from them other than quitting or transferring. And I'm very sorry to say that, but I am constantly brainstorming ways to try to change that, though. So stick with me, because I'm still working on that. There's got to be a way to let employers know what's really going on. Eventually, hopefully, I'll figure it out. Maybe we can create an outreach program or something like that. Now, before I get started talking about this, let me preface the whole thing by saying that if you or your children are in physical danger, or if you fear for your life or the life of your children, don't bother about what I'm going to say here. Trust your gut and just leave. Go to a relative, go to a shelter, go to a campground and stay there. Whatever you have to do to get away from this person, you need to go ahead and do that. Your life is not worth the security of a house that you're familiar with. So get away from this person while you can before it's too late. Narcissists can be dangerous people, and if they've already crossed the line into being physical, you need to ask yourself how much harder it would be for them to seriously hurt you or even kill you, especially considering the fact that narcissists don't even really see other people as people anyway. The only thing really protecting you is that this person feels what they're doing already is enough to control you. If the day comes when they feel that's not enough, it's going to be too late. So you need to leave now, however you can. So now that I've gotten that out of the way, how do you leave a narcissist? The first step is to really understand, that the relationship is never going to be what you want it to be. Too many people want to leave the narcissist to try to teach the narcissist a lesson. That is not going to work. It does not work. It refocuses the narcissist's attention on you, sure. But that's only because you're stepping out of line. Narcissists will do whatever they have to do to bring you back under their control. It's just another manipulation. So even if it seems like the narcissist has had this giant epiphany and they've suddenly seen the light and become everything you need, don't believe that. They will say and do everything you've wanted them to say and do for years, but it won't last because it's not genuine. A zebra cannot change its stripes. He can hide them and he can ignore them, but he cannot change them. Eventually, they're going to show through. It's the same with a narcissist. Once they have you back under their control where they want you, it's going to very quickly go back to how it always was. That's the only way it can ever be. If you've watched the episode of my show entitled Four Reasons Narcissists Abuse, then you know that the relationship with a narcissist can only ever be abusive. There's no other way it can go. They don't know any other way, and more importantly, they don't really want it any other way. These are miserable, disordered people who only know how to spread misery around. That's all there is, so. Now that you've accepted the relationship is only ever going to hurt you and drag you down, okay, now what? Well, you leave the relationship, that's what. This is not something to do lightly, though. It sounds easy, it's easy to say, well, just leave. But it bears repeating that narcissists will do whatever they have to do to bring you back under their control. This can mean begging, crying, suicide attempts, creating smear campaigns against you, destroying your things, trying to get you fired from your job, and much, much more. Many people have been harassed back into a relationship with a narcissist because they knew if they went back, everything would stop. Don't let that be you. Another thing you need to know is that not only does it mean begging and all these other things, it also means that when they see they really can't control you anymore and they cannot get you to do what they want to do, that type of thing is going to be stepped up tenfold. And that means up to and including violence against you and your children. History is full of narcissists who resorted to violence and even murder when they found they could not control their target anymore. In fact, many murderers actually end up being diagnosed with one or more of the Cluster B personality disorders. Those are histrionic, borderline, narcissistic, and antisocial personality disorder. A few of the famous ones that come to mind are Diane Downs, Susan Smith, Pat Taylor Allinson, and John Wayne Gacy. It has been speculated that Jodi Arias suffers from BPD and also that Jeffrey Dahmer does as well. Or did as well, I guess I should say. I have a theory myself, which research supports, and there is a link to the study in the video information, that many batterers, you know, people who abuse their spouse or their boyfriend or girlfriend, are suffering from borderline personality disorder. And since all people suffering from Cluster B personality disorders are narcissists to one degree or another, this tells us that leaving a relationship with a narcissist has to be handled a certain way, regardless of whether the narcissist in your life has ever been violent or not. We are dealing with irrational, obsessive, angry people here who do not believe their partner has the right to leave. They don't even see their partner as a person, and they believe anyone who hurts them, even on accident, should be punished indefinitely. So it's better to be safe than sorry here, because once this type of person feels that they have nothing to lose, they can become very dangerous. So one of the things you want to make sure of is that you don't tell a lot of people about your plans to leave the narcissist. Not everybody is your friend, regardless of what they say. And you're going to have to do this without the narcissist knowing, because they're going to try to stop you if they do know. So you need that to be a surprise. So don't tell anyone that you don't trust implicitly, because word might get back. You're going to want to save up money if you can. Again, if you are in fear of being physically abused, just don't worry about that. Skip this step, because there's programs that can help you and places you can go. But if you have the time and the wherewithal, save a little bit of money if you can, because you're going to need that money to get somewhere where the narcissist can't find you. If you have to stay with a relative or a friend, again, make sure you don't tell very many people about that, and you need to instruct your friends and relatives not to talk to the narcissist and not to tell the narcissist where you are. This is really important. Narcissists can seem very broken and pathetic and sympathetic if they want to, and it can be hard for people to resist that, so your friends and family need to not speak to the narcissist at all if that's possible. You yourself are going to have to go no contact with the narcissist. It's the only way to make sure that they don't convince or guilt you into trying to work on the relationship again. Now, if you have children, this can be difficult, because obviously you're going to have to speak to the narcissist. But if you have an attorney or a trusted friend who can be your go-between, that's very helpful, because that person can help set up visitation meetings with the kids and things like that. If you don't have anybody, then you can also communicate with the narcissist only in text or email. That way, arguments are less likely to happen and everything is in writing. But it really is better if someone else does it. If you must deal with a narcissist, such as, you know, having kids, you need to be sure to practice what's called the gray rock technique and make sure you don't react emotionally to anything the narcissist says or does. If you're not familiar with that technique, you can watch my videos, How to Stop Reacting and How to Successfully Deal with a Borderline Narcissist or Psychopath, to learn how to do it. But the basic gist of it is, don't answer questions about your personal life and don't fall for attempts to bait you into an argument. Don't respond to accusations and don't defend yourself. If the conversation is supposed to be about visiting the kids, then the second it veers off into something else, let the narcissist know that you are only speaking with them about visitation and nothing else. If they persist, end the conversation. That's it. Now, you may receive an excessive amount of text messages and phone calls when you go no contact. It could even be like hundreds. That's not uncommon at all. It's very important that you do not respond. Don't even say, leave me alone. Any response at all shows the narcissist that they have gotten to you, and it's only going to result in them redoubling their efforts to get you to respond again. The correct response is no response. I'm going to repeat that. The correct response is no response. None. If the narcissist comes to your house or shows up at your job, call the police or have security get them out of there. Do not speak to them. Do not let them in. You have to show the narcissist that, number one, they're not able to control you or the situation anymore, and number two, that this type of behavior is not going to be tolerated. That's why you left. Your boundaries are to be respected, and that's that. If the narcissist cannot do that, and they can't, then they've lost the privilege of being in your life. You are under no obligation to spend time on anyone who does not respect you. Block them if you can, off of social media and your phone or whatever. And if you can't, change their contact name to do not answer. It seems silly, but it actually does work. That works. When you see that come up, you're just naturally inclined not to answer. Now, one thing I want to address specifically here is the threat of suicide. This is something you might run into, especially if your narcissistic ex is a borderline personality. Now, what I'm going to say here is going to sound harsh to some people, but it needs to be said. If the narcissist is threatening suicide, tell them to call 911 and then hang up. Or you can call 911 if you know where they are. But that's it. Hang up the phone. Shut the door in their face, whatever, you know. You cannot respond to that, even though it's really hard not to. In our society, we are taught to take threats of suicide very seriously and not to turn our backs on someone who feels suicidal. But it's not right or fair to expect someone to jump into the fire with a suicidal person so that both people get burned. And that's the only thing that can happen here. You cannot save the narcissist. It may be a real suicidal threat, or it may not, but if they are going to commit suicide, that's their decision, it's not yours. If you go back to them to prevent it, then what happens? They're not suicidal anymore, but you are still miserable, still being abused and mistreated, what, forever now? No. At some point, you have to say enough and accept that their decisions and choices are their own. It is not your responsibility anymore, and it never was. The narcissist needs to figure that out too. Maybe they will, and maybe they won't, but this is also not your responsibility. It's theirs. Separating yourself emotionally from a narcissist of any kind is very difficult. These people can be like human crazy glue. And because relationships with narcissists are often very codependent, which is exactly how they want it, by the way, you might feel a huge sense of loss and an enormous amount of guilt. This is completely normal. You may also feel cheated and have a lot of trouble with closure. This is largely because the relationship seemed to have the potential to be everything you ever wanted, and then it just wasn't. It never really went anywhere, and because of that, you might feel that it isn't over because there was no logical progression or ending. It's very hard to let go of that, but you have to if you want to be well, because there will never be anything like that with the narcissist. There can be no logical progression. There is no end. There's only you spinning your wheels in an endless cycle of abuse, mistreatment, false hope, and hurt until you die or go crazy. If you're listening to this, I'm quite sure that you already know that. If you need some help getting started on that, you might want to check out the episode of my show about how to heal yourself from codependency, because it has a few good places to start with that. So I hope this has cleared some things up for you. I'm not going to kid you that separating from the narcissist in your life is going to be easy, but I will guarantee you that it will be easier than being abused for the rest of your life. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and stories. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.